Staff Coordinator for USDA APHIS. Thanks for being here.
You bet. Morning, Brandon.
And brought a special guest here, and I'll let you introduce him if that's all right.
You bet. Our special guest this morning is Dr. Alfonso Clavijo, and Dr. Clavijo is the newly named and on-site NBAF Director for USDA.
Well, welcome. We're glad to have you, Dr. Clavijo.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much for having me.
And as I understand, it was about a little over a month ago that you were named the coordinator here. Tell us, you're familiar with K-State. You've been here before.
Yeah, you're right. I was here in 2015 as a professor at the Kansas State at the Diagnostic Department at KSU. Yep.
Okay. And tell us a little bit about your background and how you got back here again.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've been in many places. I originally from Colombia. I left Colombia 30 years ago to study in Canada. And just after my studies, I joined the Canadian Food Inspection Agency in Canada to study foreign animal diseases. So my career with exotic diseases, emerging diseases, has been for many years. I started there, then for 10 years working diagnostic some of those diseases, and moved to Texas to work at the diagnostic lab there for another 5 years. That gave me a great opportunity to work with endemic diseases, native to North America. And then I moved to South America to study more emerging and zoonotic diseases over there for a couple of years before coming back to the States to join Kansas State for 1 year as a professor and do some research in those diseases. And then went back to Canada as executive director of the Foreign Animal Disease Lab over there, which has a level 3 containment and is today the only level 4 animal facility in North America until we get NBAF ongoing.
Okay, so you're going to bring a lot of your knowledge here then to this position. As I understand, the Canadian Food Inspection Agency is kind of the equivalent to the USDA here.
That's correct. That's the federal agency that manages and is responsible for diagnostics of foreign animal diseases and emerging and zoonotic diseases. So it's equivalent to the USDA here. You're right.
Okay. Well, Dr. Bird, I know we spoke about his hire here about a month or so ago. What a great grab to have someone with his knowledge.
Yeah, we feel very fortunate to have Dr. Clavijo here, not only with his expertise, you know, nationally and then also globally as far as foreign animal disease work, transboundary animal disease work, but also, the part that we really enjoyed was he's a real people person. He's come in and, you know, two agencies within NBAF, APHIS and ARS, and we're all have the common mission and common team, and he's done a really nice job of coming in and introducing himself to everybody and really continuing that team effort.
Dr. Clavijo, what attracted you here to NBAF specifically?
You know, in addition to the great city that Manhattan is, I have the chance to live here for 1 year. I really enjoy Manhattan. It's a great small city, but very close to many large cities where you have everything. And literally, Manhattan have everything I need at this point. I'm here with my wife, and we together enjoy all the restaurants and places that we go. In addition to that, the facility is really outstanding. I have been in many high containment labs around the world, and by far, NBAF will be just one of the best facilities that can be built with that mission of protecting the U.S. agriculture.
What would you see as the importance of having NBAF?
You know, it is great to have this kind of facilities nationally, in the sense that the risk of getting one of these transboundary animal diseases or foreign animal diseases have a significant impact to the national economy. So having the possibility of doing research, doing the diagnostics, training the current and future veterinarians in the recognition of these foreign animal diseases is critical to have a rapid identification and appropriate response. So in other words, it's literally an insurance policy that we will have to protect the strong agricultural economy of the country.
Well, is it more of a benefit having it out here in the Midwest, too, where you can be in the ag sector?
I think the facility will provide access to all nations in the sense that it will be easy to ship samples directly to Manhattan. I don't think that will be a problem. But the advantage of having the proximity to Kansas State and the College of Veterinary Medicine is an asset for the building, for sure.
All right. Again, we're talking with Dr. Alfonso Clavillo, who's the new director of the National Bio and Agro Defense Facility here in Manhattan. How do you see the interaction between NBAF and the community of Manhattan?
You know, the community will be critical for the success of NBAF. We have and can successfully have a contact with the community in many of the activities that we are currently doing and we will be doing once the laboratory open. So for us, it's really critical to have the support of the community in developing the laboratory and all the activities that will happen there.
So that will continue even after it's finished?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. It has to continue. And it's important to have and understand the desire for the transparency that we will have with the community related to all the work that will happen there.
You know, I think one thing that maybe a lot of folks would like at some point is maybe if there was once the facility is finished, if there would be public tours, would that be something that NBAF would be able to do?
I'm not sure that that would be possible. There is a visitor center before we enter the facility. I'm sure there will be opportunities for having seminars, scientific presentations, and many maybe community events. Access to the building, I'm sure there will be still. We are trying to assess the requirements to go into the facility, but definitely the openness of all the staff, the scientific staff, and all the personnel at NBAF will be more than happy to entertain any questions from the community.
All right. Well, you know, people are always concerned. I think a lot of folks tend to jump to the worst case scenarios of what can happen with anything like the research that's going to go on there. But we've spoken to NBAF officials on several occasions here, and they always assure us that safety and security is of utmost importance.
Absolutely. And that's a top priority for us. Biosecurity, security, and quality of the work that we will do is the foundation of everything that we'll be doing in that building. We take very seriously the biocontainment, and that's probably the reason that this facility is built the way it is. The cost of the facility to ensure the biocontainment and the quality of the work that will be done there.
All right. Again, some of those be the most important considerations there. What are the challenges you see as NBAF moves into full operation?
At this point, we're trying to staff many of the positions that will be moved to getting working in NBAF. We will have also, we have to wait when the facility is finished and transferred to USDA. I think that ensuring the training of all the staff will be important for us. And that's the benefit of having the College of Veterinary Medicine there, the access to many of their facilities, many of the staff and the faculty. It will help us during that process.
Do you, as being someone who's been at K-State before, do you like, what am I trying to say here? Do you think you'll have access to more college students coming to work at the facility here, maybe creating that pipeline?
Absolutely. And I think that is many of the diseases that we are working there, and actually Kansas State have initiated some of the research at BRI already with some of the pathogens that we will be working there. And many of the students and faculty, they are already really good in working in that area. So definitely we'll have a lot of interaction with faculty and students. There will be opportunity for training the students, work closely with the faculty, establish collaboration and mutual research.
All right, it'd be a great financial tool here for a lot of those students here looking for a good paying career, I'm sure. Let's take a break. We'll come back. We're going to talk a little bit more about what's going on at NBAF right now with Dr. Ken Burton when we return on News Radio KMAN.